With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
This is primetime on Football Friday. 1080 The Fan.
We're going to ring that championship bell.
60 minutes. Let's open up the whole can of kick ass and kill them all. Let the paramedics sort them out. Ready?
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the ALNA Sportsbook. Watch the games in the region's largest video wall and wager on your team at the ALNA Sportsbook.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. It's one half of your sports bros, Rop. Our fearless leader, Jason Sakanik, has left us today. Left us high and dry.
He's in the injury transfer portal.
Yeah, he's got a knee problem that he finally got in to see the doc. So right before the big games on Sunday, and he is nowhere to be found. He will be back Monday, though. You know, next week is our first full broadcast week of the year.
Not for me.
Why?
Because I am taking Friday off for my birthday.
Oh, are you?
Yep.
Happy,
so
happy
I will
birthday.
Not. Hey, thanks. I talked to the bosses today. Our buddy Schultzy will be in the chair on Friday.
Oh, so I love me some Schultzy.
I will be here Monday through Thursday. Schultzy on Friday.
Now, what kind of guy takes his own birthday off?
Well, my wife suggested it. She said, hey, I've got some fun ideas since your birthday's on a Friday. Do you think you get the day off work? And I said, I hadn't thought about it, but that sounds great. So I don't really know what's in store, should be, the kid will be at daycare, so kind of have a free day to start a three-day weekend.
Well, when the wife asks, you must oblige.
Sure, especially when it means surprises for me.
Now, how old will you be?
I'll be 38.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's kind of a boring, lame, nothing age. You know, it's like, it's not as exciting as, 40. It's not monumental, but everything between 35 and 40 is like, meh.
You know, not to one-up you, but tomorrow... Well, let me finish what I was saying first. What I was saying was next week is our first full broadcast week where we will
have a show, yes.
4 full hours every day. We haven't had that yet. And we will be out and about in the wild. If you would like to come throw pennies at Big Souk or whatever, we will be at the Oregon Auto Show.
Well, that's right, on Thursday next week.
Is that right?
The Portland Auto Show, right?
Portland Auto Show on Thursday.
Live.
At the convention center. Yeah, we'll be live in the wild.
On location.
But to one-up you, tomorrow is a very special day because it is Nurse Nice's 29th birthday.
Nice.
And so we are going to, we're not going to our favorite restaurant.
But I think I remember a seed that you planted a month or two ago, right?
What do you mean?
About a reservation, a special reservation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got into Khan.
I have been dying to get in there. Haven't tried yet.
Well, I have a little tip for you. So I got into Khan. Now, Khan, we've talked about this before, but it was voted the best new restaurant in the United States.
It's winning accolades almost daily, it feels like.
Yeah.
Different publications calling it one of the best new restaurants in America, top 50, top 20, top 10, whatever.
Gourdeau? Is that the guy's name?
Gregory Gourdeau.
Gourdeau. That guy. Yeah. I'm not a big chef guy, but it's his restaurant.
He won Top Haitian. Chef, has won Top Chef recently, so he's become kind of a celebrity.
And this is his Haitian restaurant over in Southeast Portland. And we got in there. And so we're going there for her birthday tomorrow night.
I cannot wait to hear the reviews of the food. I've seen photos. I've seen some reviews. I hope it's as amazing as everyone says.
I will report back.
It's going to be an important food review from you.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody I've talked to loves it.
And so I think what we really ultimately need to find out, is it just the buzzworthy thing right now, or is it really all that? Because I hope right. It's really all that, and you're going to find out.
I'll be the judge of that. And I can't tell you yet, because I don't want to spoil it, but I'm surprising my wife with a little getaway.
Ah, very nice.
Tomorrow. So maybe I will be out next week, too.
Oh,
I won't, though. I'm just kidding. So the tip on Con is, if you don't know this, if you're a foodie and you want to get into Con, they're so busy that they only release tables, reservations, on the second of every month.
There were a couple San Francisco restaurants I remember doing this. They were so popular, they would only do it at a set time.
Yeah, and that's it. So yeah. You have to... So on the second of every month, so where are we?
It's coming up. That's Thursday.
It's coming up. It's yeah, Thursday. Next Thursday, be on their website at noon. I think it's at noon, but you'd have to double check. And then you just start refreshing and trying to get a table over and over. I sat there for like 10 minutes over and over. Table for four, table for two, table for whatever. And I finally got in, and I got really lucky to actually get a table on her birthday, which is tomorrow. But yeah, they release them on the second of every month for the next month. So when you're booking Thursday for February, you're booking for March.
I think you're right, because you wouldn't be booking for like the next day
or
whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
because you did it on December 2nd.
I did it
for
December 2nd to get her a birthday reservation. So we're very excited about that, and we will we will report back. All right, we've got the Hot 5 here in moments. Next segment, some audio. The earworm of the BK Whopper song is truly elite. But a twist on that, from a local celebrity, mind you. And then we'll have Joey Harrington at 5:30. Coming up tonight in the club, a Jeremy Renner update. And we have the top all-time dating resumes. You brought to my attention that the Counting Crows guy, Adam
Duritz. Way outkicks his coverage.
Dude, you seen that guy?
Yeah, because that's the thing. It's like, he has, no one's list is going to compare to Jeter's, right? But he has a list that could rival Jeter's in his time, and he don't look like Jeter.
No, but his list is great, and so we will compare that to some of the others. And I forgot to mention this the other day, but we still have the story of the links people will go to for vanity at the gym. Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Oh.
Number 5.
Yeah, so Rob's wife was 6 when she gave birth to Meatball. Scandalous.
It does sound scandalous. Text.
Yeah, no, she wasn't. Somebody said, God, Rob, 29. I'm your age. My wife's 12 years younger than I am. I thought that was bad. Of course, guys, my wife is not 29.
Although, like, Tom Brady has a 26-year-old girlfriend right now or something. So
she's 31.
Oh, okay.
No, not Tom Brady's mind.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I can't tell you how old she is. You know how that... Come on. You guys get the bit,
right? Yeah, figure it out, boys.
Figure it out, boys. All right. Jeff McNeil, infielder for the Mets, has agreed to a 4-year, $50 million extension with the Mets.
Stays in the Big Apple.
Yeah, he's a good little player. Good little ball player. He is the reigning NL batting champion.
And you describe a lot of people like that, but that is an apt description for him. He is a good little ball player.
Good little ball player.
Yeah.
Love how he handles the bat. He also looks like he's from, like, 1912 when he's up at, you know, he chokes up. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Number 4. Old-timey.
Little old-timey. Legendary college basketball broadcaster Billy Packer has died.
R.I.P. Billy.
R.I.P. Billy. He was 82. He called a total of 34 Final Fours.
That's a lot.
He also called Allen Iverson a tough little monkey.
Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah.
Yikes.
He's taking some heat over
here. I did not know that.
Yeah. But because he has died, we now must laud the great Billy Packer. He certainly was synonymous with college basketball broadcasts for a long time, him and Jim Nance. He worked with Musburger.
Is it bad that on occasion I got Billy Packer and Bill Raftery mixed up?
No, I think a lot of people did towards the end there. Rafferty's still out there.
Yeah, he's doing it.
Minimum onions! Major onions!
I like him. I do too. Love him.
I always thought Packer was a little grumpy. But
yeah, he's more curmudgeonly than Raftery for sure.
I can't say that now because he's dead. So great job, Billy Packer. Forgot he was alive, really.
Number three. He's been out of the game for a little bit.
Ian Rapoport is reporting that Sean Payton is still in play for one NFL head coaching vacancy, and that would be the Arizona Cardinals, interestingly enough. Sounds like it's not going to happen with Denver. Maybe the Russell Wilson thing scares him, but I don't know why the Kyler Murray thing wouldn't scare him, too.
Well, so I heard on Colin today that initially it was the reports Russell Wilson were scaring him, and now it's the reports that he's fine with Russell Wilson. It's Broncos ownership that's giving him cold feet. So who knows?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that's from Colin, who's buddies with Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Don't they, like, text and...
They went out to dinner.
Kiss, something like that. Also, the Niners defensive coordinator, D'Amico Ryans, they're reporting... Same report from Ian Rapoport. He says that D'Amico Ryans is a top candidate to land the gig with the Houston Texans. Now, if you're D'Amico Ryans, would you take that job? I don't think I would.
I don't know, man. I mean, I guess I'd have to
take a better look at
their personnel. But yeah, I mean, especially for a defensive coach, you'd rather have Denver's defense than Houston's, I would think. Number two. But someone has to take the Houston job.
Former Jets offensive coordinator Mike LaFleur, brother of Matt, hired by the Rams. He'll be Sean McVay's offensive coordinator. Meanwhile, Miami, the Dolphins, have dismissed their offensive coordinator kind of late in the game, but they have fired Josh Gattis after just one season. Tua Tagovailoa is still in concussion protocol. Apparently,
he's
been in there a month. It's not looking good. So this means he can't participate in any of the Pro Bowl festivities in Vegas next week.
But the longer this goes on, you start to wonder whether he's starting quarterback next year.
Totally. It's kind of scary.
It's really scary, especially how we saw some of these hits take place this year.
Giants defensive coordinator Wink Martindale gets a second head coach interview with the Colts. Yeah, that is a...
Might be the best name in football coaching.
God, that is a great name. Controversial statement. I would have to do some digging on that. Best coaching name. But Wink Martindale is great. Of course, not to be confused with the great game show host Wink Martindale.
Uh-huh.
But he's a great defensive coordinator. Currently with the Giants, used to be with the Ravens, so he got a second interview with the Colts for their head coaching job. And number one, we'll get to the injuries from the conference championship games. Not a shock, but the Bengals will not have either left tackle Jonah Williams or right guard Alex Kappa for the AFC title game in Kansas City on Sunday. Without them last week, Joe Burrow was sacked only once by the Bills. But as we stated earlier in our broadcast today, the Chiefs are fifth in the NFL in quarterback pressures per dropback this season. A little trouble for KC on the injury front, although this could just be gamesmanship. But Kansas City today added tight end Travis Kelce to the injury report. He has a back flare-up. He did not meet with the media because he was getting treatment. So no word on that one. Tight end Hayden Hurst for the Bengals will play. Now, in the NFC, the Niners have officially listed running back Elijah Mitchell questionable. He has a groin injury. Christian McCaffrey is back at practice and is a full go, which I'm sure makes you feel happy.
Yeah, that's better than him not participating.
Does it make your pants move a little?
What
a get that was.
They didn't even have to give up a first rounder.
God, unbelievable. There's your hot five. Coming up next, a little audio. Take a look at the conference championship games, and then we'll be joined by Joe Harrington. It is 5:13 on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't wait to have an old-fashioned tonight. Just wanted to report that to you.
Still dry January over here.
What?
Yeah.
You haven't had anything to drink for a month?
I had some champagne at my mom's birthday party last weekend.
So you don't have any discipline at all? You can't even make it a month?
I was celebrating my mother. I think I'm going to frame it differently.
Some champs. Yeah, all right. Wow. So are you going off the wagon then? February 1st or?
Yeah, or 2nd or 3rd. I mean, the 3rd is my birthday, so we'll have some fun then.
How do you feel? Probably feel pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I'm feeling pretty good, but I still need to find time to work out more. That's a whole other, it's a personal thing. But yes,
overrated.
It has felt good to, get off the sauce a little bit.
Boy, I tell you, the best I've ever felt as an adult is the year I quit drinking for a full year. Well, not quite a full year, but close. Man. Felt great. It's like this weird thing where it's like, you go that long and you're like, wow, life's really great without the drink. Feel great. So clear-minded. Your body looks good, feels good, right? Of course, my body always looks good, as you guys know.
Naturally.
But it's like this weird juxtaposition of like, God, why did I ever drink? And then you have a drink and you're like, oh my God, this is so good. Why did I ever quit drinking?
See, that's the thing that I always end up feeling is like, yeah, I feel great right now, but I'm going to have that first sip of an old fashioned on February 2nd or whatever it is. And I'm going to be like, oh God, why did I stop doing this?
It's going to remind you, like, why did I do that for a month?
Yeah.
Just everything in moderation, right? Remember, guys.
Yeah.
Just keep it cool.
Yeah. Someone in college used to tell me everything in moderation, moderation in everything.
That's right. All right, where were we? Oh, our friend Joey Harrington will join us next. If you're wondering why Suk is being so quiet, he hadn't said a word the whole show. It's weird.
Eerie, almost.
He is not here.
No, he's not.
He's getting his knee checked out by the doctor. Couldn't get into the doctor for months, and he finally got in. So he'll be back with us on Monday. Real quick, let's first set this up by, because I want to do this before we get Joey on. And then I'm going to ask him about it next segment. But the BK Burger King Whopper song.
Yeah. So you sent this to me today, and I had seen that I've seen like social media kind of a buzz about this jingle, and I kept thinking to myself, I don't think I've heard it.
You're kidding.
I really thought that, and then I opened it up, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. I knew. I guess I had never committed the words, but yes, that little ditty has been stuck in my head on loop, just like everyone else. I just didn't associate it with the company Burger King until today.
Yeah, if you're watching football at all in the playoffs, you've heard this 8 million times, and I'm sorry that I'm going to stick this earworm right into your ear holes, but we're going to do this because I want you to for those just maybe that are out there that don't know it, this is an elite level earworm from Burger King.
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, flame grill taste with perfect toppers, I rule this day. Lettuce, mayo, pickle, ketchup, it's okay if I don't want that impossible or bacon Whopper,
any Whopper my way. You rule your season today.
This is the long version.
Still 30 seconds.
Rule. Ugh, God. So you watch football and you'll be walking around the house singing that. Well, I saw on the tweets, and I don't know why I didn't see this last week when it happened, probably because I'm not on Twitter all that much, but on the fan Twitter feed came a tweet from Mina Kimes, the sports reporter from ESPN. I think she's ESPN. She posted a video to someone who put that song into a, made it a wedding song. And here's what that sounds like. Can you imagine?
The double walker.
It's actually kind of nice in this form.
If you played this at a wedding for someone walking down the aisle, I think you could dupe 95% of the people.
Oh, totally.
But there would be one or two that would say...
They would get it.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Is this
Burger King's?
Is that the Burger King?
Big K, have it your way. Yeah, it's great. I actually do kind of like that. And that would be a elite level troll, too. You know, like you play that at a wedding and see if somebody gets it. Okay, so then responding to that tweet from Mina Kimes, so I don't know who I don't know who to credit for that jingle.
Yeah, no, I think
somebody did it on internet.
Someone either sent it to her, but it was brought to her attention, and she's been someone who has been earwormed by this jingle and been talking about it. So she's like, "Yeah, this speaks to me." So she just kind of was the person that put this wedding one out into the ether for everyone else to go viral.
Okay, so then guess who responds to that tweet? None other than our friend Joey Harrington. As you all know, he is a pianist, and he put together a video, and he said, I think he said something to the effect of, Mina, what about a jazzy version of the BK song? And he sits down at the piano, and he posted this video. Sat down and built. I mean, I assume he just sat down and just, I mean, he didn't write that, right? We're going to ask him when he comes on next.
I wouldn't think. I mean, especially because it was a jazzy version, that feels improvised.
That, I so wish I could do that. Man, that's awesome.
Just sit down and riff?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never had even an ounce of that kind of musical
I know.
Ability.
Like, it really, maybe that's what it is. Like, I played piano as a kid, but, and I regret quitting. However, just the ability to do that, I marvel at it because I just would never be able to do that in a million years. And Joey did it. And now that video has been viewed over 1 million times on internet.
Yeah, last time I saw it, it looked like it was over 100 retweets and had over a million views.
As it should.
Yeah.
So I'll ask him about that coming up next in the story behind that. I imagine he just sat down and belted it out, which is... yet another reason why Joey Harrington better than you and I. So I like the Chiefs. I think Buck likes the Chiefs. I know that Souk is on Cincinnati. He likes the bungholes. And how could you not? They beat Kansas. I mean, they own Kansas City, right? I just
don't. They're probably healthier. Well, maybe not on the O-line, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think Kansas City's going to lose to them 2 years in a row in the AFC title game at home. I don't think it's going
to
happen. I
and think you Mahomes... said you don't. You said you also don't think they're going to lose four straight games to this team. Which
no,
yeah,
no, they're not going to.
That's kind of where I am.
They're
just
going to do it.
Mahomes and Reed will this team to victory on Sunday. I think.
I feel like the offensive line issues of the Bengals are going to come back to haunt them. I think that that was negated by the snow in Buffalo. I feel like that was a bit of a one-off game. Not that Cincinnati didn't deserve to win, but I don't think they beat the Bills like that in any other conditions. And I also feel like we got to remember, I don't know, I don't shift as quickly as other people. Just 2 weeks before, or I guess 2 weeks ago, 1 week before the Bills-Bengals game, we were looking at Tyler Huntley almost winning in Cincinnati. I mean, they held... First of all, Tyler Huntley had a good game against the Cincinnati defense, and were it not for that fumble, you know, the Bengals only scored 17 points in that game. You know, because they won 24-17, but seven of the points were the 98-yard scoop and score fumble return.
Right, they barely moved the ball.
So the Ravens...
Not barely moved the ball, but they had trouble putting up points.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens did a great job on the Bengals offense, so I think we're a little... As good as Burrow and the Bengals are...
The pendulum swung a little too hard to that
I
side.
I think we're a little over our skis on
too.
That.
I think you're right.
And that's why I'm going back to Kansas City. I think Holmes is Mahealthy. Holmes is Mahealthy. How about that? Mahomes is healthy. I think he's going to be fine in terms of that ankle. And I think the offensive line of the Bengals, over the course of the game, I think late in the game, the Chiefs, they're going to get at Burrow. And I think they're going to win. It's going to be a great game. The last three they played were all within a field goal, but I feel like the value in this is the Chiefs. So I have a Chiefs money line bet at plus 105. Placed that earlier this week. Feel good about it. The other bet, the other game,
You bet yourself out of your original bet.
I liked the Eagles at first, but I don't want to step in front of the Niners. And so what I've ended up doing is I have a bet on the Eagles -2 and the Niners +4.5. So I'm hoping that the Eagles win by 3 or 4 and I win both bets. And then Daddy can buy a new pair of shoes. That would be a huge hit. Otherwise, I've kind of bet out of that. And if it doesn't land on 3 or 4 with Philly winning... then I don't really have a play in that game other than I have the Niners with the Chiefs in a teaser. So I do. My other bet that I have out there right now is Niners +8.5 with the Chiefs teased to +7. Which interestingly enough, that game, the line on that game has shifted to the point where I could also do a Niners +8.5 Bengals teaser because they are now 1.5 point underdog. So I could get them at +7.5 and have both Kansas City and Cincinnati in a teaser, which would be weird. I'm not going to do that, but I could. And then if the game's close, I win both of those. So I've got a lot of... This is an interesting weekend of betting.
Oh, it's so fun.
It's very interesting.
There are fewer options, but that somehow creates more options because they're deeper levels.
Dude, it's crazy. Souk likes Philly and Cincy. Those are the public sides. And as you know, I always like to fade the public. And I was talking to Hugh Offill, the ALNA sportsbook director who we've become friends with. And I was texting back and forth with him. He said the public is pounding Cincinnati.
It feels that way.
Pounding Cincinnati. So
hard to, and it, which is funny because,
man, I think they're overreacting to one game.
It felt like for the last 3 years, KC has been the public side.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like they've been the, of course Kansas City's going to do it. Of course Kansas City's going to do it. And now Kansas City still has all the horses.
Yeah.
Once the public turns on the team that's the public team, that's when I like them.
Totally. Now you get Chiefs thinking they're the underdog, like chip on their shoulder. I love that role for Kansas City. So I'm on Kansas City. I can't wait for these games. It's going to be great. Let's talk more about them and the quarterbacks in them with our friend Joe Harrington, who is going to drop by next. It is 529, and here is Buck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Football Friday. It is time for our friend Joey Harrington, 15th on the Miami Dolphins all-time passing touchdown list. Here he is.
I am.
Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
How in the world is that possible? I played like three quarters of a season.
Well, I mean, they've had quarterbacks that stayed there a long time, so, like, I don't know. The guys ahead of you have a lot. You have, like,
and
12.
There's, like, a big gap between, like, the rest of us.
Yeah, I can pull it back up. Okay. But, yeah, I learned that today. I thought, wow, that's pretty awesome. I don't know what you are in the Detroit list. I'm sure you're, like, top five, right?
No.
I mean, they haven't had many good quarterbacks.
Okay, well, Stafford. I bet you Goff in just this season has has put himself in there. Okay, well, there was a couple years with Scott Mitchell had some good runs, and Charlie Batch.
So you were just ahead of Scott Mitchell.
Really?
You are five touchdown passes ahead of Scott Mitchell.
And you said he had a good run. That means you had an even better run.
But no. See, he had like a successful season.
Oh.
And that's an unsuccessful season.
Oh, no, I'm reading that wrong. You guys both are tied with 12. tied with 12 with Scott Mitchell.
Wait, 12? You're just looking at Miami, then.
12?
Just Miami.
Yeah, we're talking about Detroit.
Oh.
We've pivoted.
Oh.
So Detroit, I'm guessing he's top five in Detroit. I haven't looked. We're going to look that up for you real quick. Not to, like, derail this. Hey,
this
are you?
Not at all what I expected to be talking about on a Friday evening.
Well, quite frankly, me neither. Are you coming to us from Bandon Dunes?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I'm coming to you from Northeast Portland. Why?
Oh, well, your Twitter, I don't know, Twitter's weird. It does the, like, for you or following thing, and
mm-hmm.
I think on the for you side of things, your Twitter, it has posted recent pictures of Bandon, as if you were there. I don't know why it's coming up now, but it's coming up now.
Well, I know that there's, so I've somehow weaseled my way into like golf architecture and golf design Twitter, which I think you should make an effort to do that because it's pretty awesome. But like, so there's all these questions like, you know, best par three or, you know, what best non-bunkered par four. And of course I always come back to, you know, well, what about this one? What about this one? And so I have posted a couple pictures of Bandon recently, but,
oh, all right. Well,
but, yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So Miami. Yeah, me too. Miami is the top three. Obviously, Marino's like, I mean, he's just way ahead of everyone. Then
right.
You have Bob Greasy and Ryan Tannehill. After that, you know, they didn't have a lot of guys who stuck around very long. I mean, they just have
I would have put Jay Fiedler in there.
He's fourth, 66.
Okay.
Then you have Tua is already fifth. If that tells you anything. Great Don Strock, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Chad Henne, Matt Moore, Chad Pennington, Jay Cutler, Gus Frerotte, and Joey Harrington.
Wow.
With 12. Yeah.
Well,
now,
there you go.
We're going to look at Lions. But while I look that up, tell us about this. We just played this last segment. My gosh, that Burger King Whopper commercial jazz song you played on the piano? That is tremendous.
It's hilarious is what it is. Okay, so I've talked to you before about Mina. She is an absolutely incredible, like a wonderful writer, great journalist, like one of the best interviewers that I've been around, because I was talking to her for a story she was doing about Justin Herbert, maybe it was last year, and just, you know, so many reporters have the story written in their head before they do the interview, right? They know, they have an idea of the direction that they want the story to go. Mina was one of the best interviews because, like, she listened. Like, she was just kind of gathering info. She was taking, you could tell that, like, she didn't have any sort of roadmap that she was following. She wasn't trying to make the information fit to her story. So anyway, the point is, I really, I admire her work. I think she does a great job. Huge amount of respect for her, and we've stayed in communication, and we're joking on Twitter that the Burger King song has been stuck in her head, and I concurred that I haven't been able to get it out of my head for, like, you know, the last month. And then she posted some video of this guy playing like a wedding version of the Burger King song. Like, I guess I'm not on TikTok, but, you know, it was a TikTok thing that, you know, here come the bride and the groom, and then the wedding party, and, you know, and to the tune of the Burger King song. I was like, you know, I don't really hear it as a wedding song. I kind of hear it more like a jazz song. So I just sat down and played that and sent it over to her. And apparently people liked it. So, you know, there you go. That's
Dude,
the story.
It's amazing. And it, so you're telling me you just sat down and just off the top of your head cranked that out?
Well, yeah, that's jazz. I mean, it's funny, like, how if I told you that it's how should I, that it's a 1-6-2-5-1 chord progression that you know, you could just play over this, and if I told you like that, there's 163,000 songs out there that follow that same chord progression, and that's what I studied in music, and all of my jazz background is like, okay, how do you take these chords and what do you play over the top of it? So yeah, I mean, it's really not that hard if you're kind of in the jazz piano world.
Well, you're being humble, because piano is hard. I played piano as a kid and I loved it. And one of my biggest regrets in life was quitting it, because I wish I'd kept, you know, lubed on it, because it was wonderful and I loved the piano. But and you are being humble. That's amazing. And you should put out an album.
I don't need to do an album. That's very kind of you. I am very much out of practice. So my old teacher here in Portland, his name is Gordon Lee, and you know, he's toured the world as a jazz musician, but I got the opportunity to try and sit in with them. It was probably 5-10 years ago, and I sat when they were down at Jimmy Max, when Jimmy Max was still open, and I sat down for about 2 seconds and was so immediately lost that, you know, I'll just say it goes away, right?
Right.
I have that bass foundation that I can always come back to, but the idea of putting out an album is nowhere
right
on the radar.
Well,
but thank you.
Okay. Well, it does go away because, I mean, I used to, like, they taught me to read music and stuff, and I don't even know what's ABC anymore. Isn't that terrible? Like, baseball or sports, you know, you kind of pick it back up over time, muscle memory. Piano, nothing. And I'm pissed about it.
Sorry.
So it's Matt Stafford by a lot. Okay.
Okay. Number two is going to be who?
Bobby Lane.
Yeah. Okay.
Number three
is going to be Charlie Batch.
No, you blow Batch away. Batch is way down there.
Really?
Oh, this is the Lions' all-time passing touchdowns list. Okay, Greg Landry, number three. Don't even know who that is. Scott Mitchell, four.
Okay.
Gary Danielson, five. Whew. And then Joey Harrington, you are sixth.
Well,
not bad. Do you have, is there a stat that sticks out in your mind most of yours? That you remember?
Well, my oldest son asked me the other day, he said, Dad, did you have a season where you threw more interceptions than touchdowns? Mm. And I said, Jack, I think the correct way of asking that question would be, Dad, in the NFL, did you have a season where you threw more touchdowns than interceptions? That would be a fun stat.
Do you know what your
I don't know.
Ratio is?
I remember it being pretty dang even, and I think I might be on the negative side by a couple.
79 touchdowns, 85 picks.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, I was negative six on that one. Mm. Yeah, well, you know, hey, sometimes your team gets it, sometimes the other team. That's why I'm sitting here on the couch, and Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow are playing football still. So, you know, there you go.
Let's talk about Burrow. I mean, Hurts.
He's good.
Yeah, he is good. Hurts and Mahomes are just like these new archetypes, right? But when you watch Burrow, does he remind you of an old school
guy?
Hold on.
Explain that first piece for me.
Well, like they're just like Mahomes is just a unique talent, I think. And Hurts,
but why are they? Why are you comparing? Because I think the two of them are completely different.
Well, they are. But what I'm getting at is, I'm just saying that I think that those guys don't have a lot of old school comps. Burrow seems to be like a throwback. Like they're already comparing him to like Peyton Manning, you know. That's what I was getting
at. But see, okay. I think that there is a creativity that more closely links Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow.
Oh.
Okay. This is just my kind of not analysis. Hurts is the guy runs the football as well as any quarterback in the league. He's not the fastest, obviously, you know, but that's a Lamar Jackson thing. But his ability to run, and I think that's kind of why I asked the question. I think people assume that Patrick Mahomes' creativity and his ability, we'll call it elusiveness, is like this some foot speed issue, which he's not really fast. Like,
no.
Go back and look. I mean, if you're looking at 40 times, or if you're looking at, you know, guys that you say are going to be a dual threat, that's not Patrick Mahomes. But there is an elusiveness. There is a presence. There is a feel. There is an ability, escapability. But it's not a speed thing for him. It is a feel thing for him, and that's why I think I would more closely align Mahomes and Burrow, because Burrow seems to have this it factor as well, right? If you looked at Mahomes' 40 time, and I'm going to say it's, you know, a 4.86. That's going to be my guess. Like, let's check it during the break what his combine 40 time was.
Okay.
If you looked at that, or I should say, because he's not super fast, there's a sense, there's a creativity, there's a presence about Mahomes that I think Burrow has, right? It's kind of what we talked about last week, 2 weeks ago, with Russell Wilson and his lack of presence, his lack of it. I'm having a hard time expressing what it is, because I think Burrow also has some of that creativity. I don't see anybody as, I mean, I think of like Peyton Manning was simply a pocket guy.
Yeah.
Right. He is not going to be, he's not escaping. He's Tom Brady. Like so many of those guys, you call them throwbacks. I think of guys like statues in the pocket. That's not Burrow. Burrow is creative. Burrow is, you know, Burrow is Joe Cool, right? There's a cockiness about him, and I think that that's an okay thing to say. It goes beyond confident. Like, there is an arrogance that's likable about him. I don't know. I'm having a hard time with this one.
Well.
But I don't think of him as Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Well, they compared him to Manning last week on the broadcast, and they were kind of doing that in a way of like line of scrimmage, just total command of where he wants to go with the ball, you know, gets the ball out quick, it makes the right play, the reads are fast. I think that's what, like, from my novice, untrained eye, Burrow seems to have an ability to process information and all that's going on quicker, and I mean by a split second, than a lot of these other quarterbacks. But I don't know if that's right, but it just seems to lead him to the right play more of the time.
That's fair. I would also say that having Ja'Marr Chase makes things right a lot of the time,
yeah.
You know, and that's a luxury that he has, and he's done an incredible job in using that. Like, I don't disagree with that, but I wouldn't necessarily say that is an old school, makes him an old school quarterback. I would say that Patrick Mahomes has some of that as well. Right, that Patrick Mahomes' ability to reinvent this offense after losing Tyreek Hill and his ability to, I mean, frankly, make himself and make this offense better than it was with Tyreek Hill, that says something about his command of the offense. I mean, I think each quarterback expresses it a little bit differently, but I wouldn't necessarily say that's an old school thing.
Mahomes, 4.840. So, yeah, he's not that fast. And here's another interesting tidbit that we talked about earlier. But because of the way the Bengals have played Mahomes in these last three meetings, there was an article in the Kansas City Star that was talking about how the Bengals were so good at keeping Mahomes in the pocket and not letting him scramble and make a play and improvise, that this season Mahomes has become the number one pocket passer in the NFL, which is crazy to think about. We don't think of him that way, but, you know.
Right.
The Bengals have forced Mahomes to get better in the pocket, and he has, which is an interesting sort of, you know.
That's truly the definition of greatness, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you go out and win a couple Super Bowls by being a guy who can improvise and make plays on the edge. And somebody figures you out, somebody exposes what is a, you know, we'll call it air quotes, weakness. So what do? You go back and you make that weakness a strength to the tune of becoming the NFL MVP this year. I mean, that's why he is who he is.
This is our friend Joey Harrington, each Friday, brought to you by Mods PDX. I thought of a follow-up while we were talking about Burrow there, and we'll hit Joey with that and talk about this weekend's games. Coming up next on The Fan.
It's time for a Ducks Report, the inside story on Oregon athletics, brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here.
Oregon has done a nice job of getting in the lane all night. They've been able to score in the paint, and they've done it off of dribble penetration, forcing rotations by a young Colorado team, and then giving up the dunk here. Again, a young, inexperienced team, it really takes a lot of mental toughness to not break.
That's Ernie Kent. Do you remember him? Blast from the past. He's calling the game last night. Ducks beat Colorado. They've now won 3 of 4. The Dana Altman-led Ducks. And some big games coming up. They've got Arizona, Arizona State, USC after this Utah game on Saturday. So 3 of the next 4, they'll be on ESPN. The Ducks Report here brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here. We are back with Joey Harrington, and we were discussing Burrow, trying to put our finger on what makes him great. He certainly does have the it. And you brought up, you know, it helps that he's got, you know, Ja'Marr Chase and Higgins and all these guys. And that raises a question to me. So let's take you back to your Detroit days or wherever, Miami. If I would give you one of these things, which would you want? Would you want like San Francisco 49ers level weapons, like we talked about last week? I can give you the best offensive line in the league, or I give you the ability to process everything quicker, much like we were talking about with Burrow. Which is most helpful to you?
Weapons.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say.
Period.
Not even close.
Not even close. Because you can cover up deficiencies on your offensive line with weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You can cover up or simplify the game in terms of time, you know, time it takes for recognition with weapons, right? I mean, as a great offensive coordinator can make, I won't say make those two issues disappear, but if you got the guys to do it, I mean, that's 100% the way to go.
Well, Cincinnati sort of did that last week, you know, without three offensive linemen. It didn't matter.
Exactly. I mean, because if I'm standing under center and I know that I have three offensive linemen who, you know, are going to struggle, what am I going to do? I'm going to get the ball out of my hands quicker. I'm going to throw bubble screens. I'm going to throw slip screens. I'm going to throw, you know, and if you have a guy like Deebo Samuel who you're putting the ball in his hands and then saying, okay, go to work, right? That is significantly better than having a fantastic offensive line and having a wide receiver that can't necessarily get separation.
Yeah.
Right? That's the problem with those other scenarios that you gave me is I can read and recognize anything, you know, the speed with which I read and recognize doesn't matter if I don't have somebody open to get the ball to.
True. Yeah. And that would,
and that's the difference.
That would sort of explain Brock Purdy. I mean, a lot of people are pointing to, well, rookies never won this, or a rookie quarterback has never even started in the Super Bowl, much less won it. But this is a little different. I mean, when you have Deebo and Kittle and McCaffrey and these guys, like, why couldn't he go to it or even win it? Do you think that his rookie, that factor will hold him back?
I agree. Not at all. Not at all. Because this is the thing that we've talked about, like that progression of, but most often it's come through having a defense and a running game. When you take a young quarterback and put him into a situation where this was the Ben Roethlisberger route, right?
Yeah.
Put him in with a defense and a running game, guys around him to, you know, to support, and then he wins some games, and then he builds some confidence, and then then it falls onto his shoulders because it is pure playing the quarterback position is purely about confidence, which is why Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes are so dang good, right? But with Brock Purdy, his weapons or the things that the 49ers have surrounded him with, is the number one defense in the league, but also guys at all these skill positions where now he is actually developing into this confidence that he is showing isn't a down the road thing, right? It isn't like, okay, let's get him through this season and then next year we'll start to kind of, you know, install all these things. They're not winning games in spite of Purdy. They have been winning games because of Brock Purdy, and that's the difference. Right. And yeah, this last game, was it a superstar material? No. But he did exactly what was it? 240? No, yeah. Interceptions?
No picks.
Turn the football over?
Yeah, that's the
exactly.
Key.
Followed, or which followed the game where he threw for 330 and was it three, four touchdowns? I mean, the guy is doing exactly what he is needed to do in every situation and is not just managing the game. He is developing the confidence to go out and be the guy that can go to, that can help take this team to the Super Bowl. I mean, it's pretty remarkable what he's doing.
Yeah, that's a good comp, though, Roethlisberger, because a lot of people forget Roethlisberger was not slinging it all over the place early in his career, but he still won a Super Bowl. That year
in Ben's first year, in his rookie season, he only had one game where he threw the ball more than 20 times.
Is that more than 20?
More than 20.
Wow.
He would go 14 for 19. Or, you know, it may be two games, maybe a couple games more than 20. But it is, I mean, you go back and look at Roethlisberger's first year stats, and game by game, it was running the football and playing defense. And then he developed the confidence to go out and be the guy that throws the ball 40 to 50 times a game. We're seeing that progression with Brock Purdy significantly earlier because of the guys that he has around him.
Yeah, pretty amazing. And he's third string, too. I mean, it's it's unbelievable. So who's your money on? I mean, Burrow, Mahomes, Hurts, Purdy?
God,
Like, what do you think?
I have no idea. Somebody asked me that today. I was like, I have absolutely no idea.
Isn't it great?
Like, usually, it kind of is. And honestly, I don't think there's a bad matchup. And there isn't a matchup where I would look at it and say, you know, I'm tired of that. Maybe I'm a little bit tired of Kansas City. Maybe.
Okay.
But, you know, so and not because I don't think they could or should win. And, you know, Mahomes is definitely the MVP. But I don't know. Maybe I'd like to see Cincinnati against one of the other NFC teams, and both of them have a great argument and deserve to be there. So I got no problems with any of those matchups.
I like the Niners. Do you when you watch football, do you end up gravitating towards a side? Like, do you root, or are you just watching with your quarterback eye?
Unless it's the Seahawks or Russell Wilson, I don't root against anybody,
right?
For the most part, unless there's like people there that I think you're a giant turd, and so I'm going to root against you.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, I'm just kind of watching it as a quarterback. Yeah. Very rarely do I kind of get in there as a fan, because I don't know. Not that I don't care, but you know, it's different when you've been there.
Yeah, I bet. All right, well, last topic is a tough one. You called this man out on Twitter, and it was courageous to do so. Dan Orlovsky claiming cucumbers and tacos is good? What is going
Dan
on?
Dan Orlovsky is one of the two worst eaters. And by worst, I mean the most bland. So Joe Davis, the Dodgers,
yeah,
he took over for Vin Scully, yeah, and does the Fox College Football and NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Orlovsky are the two most bland eaters that I've ever seen. I've seen both of them go to a restaurant and just order like a plain chicken breast. Like,
what?
Yeah, can I get it without the sauce or without the season? Yeah, I just have a chicken breast. And it's just really like the adventure. There's no adventure.
So, like, plain burger type guys. How do you know Orlovsky?
Yeah.
Was he in Detroit then?
Yeah, Dan and I were in Detroit together. So, here's the fun. Okay, it's story time, right? So,
okay.
this is my funny Dan Orlovsky story. So, he was a rookie when, in my last year in Detroit, we were in the QB room together. And so, of course, you know, he's got to take all the QBs and, you know, offensive linemen out for his rookie dinner. So, we go to a steakhouse, and I set up a private room for, there's probably, so what, 3, 5, 8, there's probably 15, 16 of us. If there were some wives there as well. And so I talked to the general manager before. I said, hey, Dan's going to be paying. This is his rookie dinner. We're not going to go big. But, hey, can you add, like, a monstrous room charge and, like, a surcharge for this? And so that when he gets the bill, it's significantly higher than it is. And then, you know, we'll all laugh at him. Then you give him the real bill. He's like, yeah, sure, no problem. So he, you know, and I mean, Dan is like as good a guy as you can come across. You know, no frills. He's not a, you know, a luxury type of guy, just blue collar. And so I think they put a $10,000 room charge on, and then, you know, they got that bill up to about 15 grand. And so the server hands the bill over to Dan, and we're all kind of, we know what's going on, and we're talking it up, and he looks at it, and you can see his eyes just like, and you kind of felt bad for him a little bit, because it's like, I think he was a fifth or sixth round pick, and, you know, not that any money in the NFL is bad money, but still, like a $15,000 dinner, that's a lot for for anybody.
Yeah, right.
And so we hear him say, okay, I can do this, I can do this. He's kind of talking himself up, and he goes to the server, he says, okay, I don't want to make a scene, but can I put this on three different credit cards? And so then I didn't have the heart to tell him. I was like, all right, okay, it's a fake. Let's bring out the real one, which was like $1,500, which was plenty for him to fulfill his rookie obligation.
He was adding up his credit card limits.
If I can put $5,000 on this one, I can put $7,000 on that one. Can I divide this between three cards?
I love that. Well, he was going to do it. That's what's
yeah,
awesome.
He
does seem like a good guy, Orlovsky. Now, the Joe Davis one, as handsome as that man is, he does seem very vanilla. So his what's the story behind you knowing his tastes?
Well, he and I were booth partners. So he, when I was calling games for Fox Sports, doing college football, Big 12, Pac 12, Joe was my play-by-play guy for a year.
Got it.
So he just came into Fox and was quickly ascended the ranks, and then I got fired and said, "Screw it, I'm gonna take my ball and go home." So you know, it's funny that like you said, like we just kind of start talking, and you know, it's like, oh yeah, I've got a few people's paths I crossed through the years.
Yeah, and Joe's he's doing great. He's on one of these NFL games this weekend, I think.
Joe is killing it. The funny thing about Joe is when I was told that we were getting paired together for the booth, he called and left a message. And I didn't know the guy from Adam. I'd never met him before. And he left a message. "Joey, this is Joe Davis. How are you? Just calling to check in." I thought the guy was like a 48-year-old balding, you know, guy from the Midwest. Come to meet him. And he's, you know, 22 and, you know, big old wig of dark hair. It's like, you're not at all what your voice sounds like.
Dashing. So. Is that a wig?
What's that? No, that's real.
Okay. Well, it should be a good weekend, and we will have a Super Bowl to discuss next week. So thank you, and enjoy the games.
All right. See you, buddy.
Joey Harrington, each Friday here on our show, brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Who knew, but the Counting Crows guy is a pimp. The all-time dating resumes, next in the club on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.